Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. Think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show?
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show. For let's take it down a notch, guys. We got some serious shit to cover.
Yeah, we do.
Ugh. This is fun.
It's Wednesday, October 26, 2022, and our dear friend, the midday maven, the queen of the middays, V. Hale, has joined us. Now, if you are a regular listener of this show, then you're aware that a week ago today, we found out that actually live, it was happening. She was talking back and forth with some man on Bumble.
A piece of shit. Yeah, it was Bumble.
And then we were all excited.
Oh. What did you just do that for?
Why?
Right?
You just called him a piece of shit. I could have fucked him and he kicked me out after.
Oh. You fucked him and he kicked you out?
No. I said I could have. You guys don't know why I'm calling him.
You know, the whole world, right, is sitting here going, I would date V. Hale in 2 seconds.
Yep. That is not true.
And I am going to date her vicariously through Jimmy, fake Jimmy G, through
Bald Jimmy G.
And so this was exciting. Like, we're all going, oh, we're hanging on every word. Like, oh, my God. Will they boop each other the first night?
Boop.
What's going to happen? So tell us everything. Go.
Last we heard was he said magic. You said ha, ha, ha.
But you also were like, what the is that?
But my ha ha was, you're a fucking idiot. That's not an answer. That's what my ha 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 was translated to. And just like magic, poof, he disappeared.
Oh, that was the last never you ever heard of him?
Yeah, never to be heard from again.
Even though you have his text number and stuff?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
So the fact is, you didn't agree to go over there and just hook up. And he was like, I'm not taking anybody out.
And I will say, everyone had my back on the situation. Can I just say I love our listeners? Like, yeah, they are so religiously listening to your guys' secret show.
Uh-huh.
They were all like, I'm oddly invested in this. They were all calling him Bald Jimmy G, which is just fucking hysterical. And I love it. But I was also dying laughing because I was like, oh, man, I look like a loser. So remember we said, oh, he said maybe Friday night, right?
Yeah,
maybe we'll hear from him. So Friday I was binge watching this new reality show that just came out, and I had put it up, like a clip up on my thing, and tons of people were all, oh, Bald Jimmy G didn't hit you up. And I'm all, oh, no, I look like a loser. Like, oh, I'm home watching TV when everyone knows I could be on a date. And I'm like, yeah, no, no.
Here's my theory. I think that he went and looked at your Instagram, and he was like, this chick's too good for me.
Yeah, I mean,
she's
that sounds
too funny.
Like a delightful scenario, but I literally 100% do not think he did that.
What I think is that when she said, yeah, ask me out, let's go on a date, I think he went, oh, I have to do stuff? You're not just going to...
He 100% did.
Yeah, I think that was one of those... And look, I'll tell you a story from like a million years ago, back when I was a young man. There was this girl I met, And I asked her out, and then we were going to go out, and then she calls me, like, on a, I forget what night it was, but it was a night I was free, and she's like, hey, do you want to hang out? And I was like, well, I'm home. And she goes, I'll come over. And I go, all right, come on over. And then she goes, what do you want to do? And I go, well, I don't know.
I want to fuck you. Over. Get over here and take
well,
a
hold on. Yeah, so, so in the end.
That's what happened.
No, hold on.
Okay.
She shows up at the door and she's rented a movie and she's picked up food and she walks up the stairs past my roommates who are like, oh my God, he is the, so I don't know this at the time. I'm just waiting for her to, we come up, we hang out. She gives me a sick blowjob, like really good one.
Nice.
Like really, nice. Really
During
good.
During the movie? So you were like getting to enjoy the movie and the.
No, because people were around. I had roommates, so we went into my room. But this was the girl, I've told you this story before. She gives me a blowjob and I finish, like I just came. Like she.
Is still swallowing.
And she goes, can I do it again?
Oh.
And I've never had anyone, like, I don't even know what the, I didn't even know how to respond. I'm like, well, I don't know. You just did. Yeah, you can do it again later. Like, but she was sitting there going, I'll do it again right now.
Does she really like sucking dick or what?
May I have another?
And I just went, no, I'm good.
Does she really like sucking dick or she just really liked you?
I don't know. But anyway, so she, what are you making that face for? You think I'm lying?
No, I am not. I don't.
Oh.
But I'm a girl, and I've been one for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
How long?
How old am I? I mean, that's just such a girl. It's like, oh, do you think we have too much sex? Oh, I love that. Let me do it again. Oh, yeah, I'll always remember your face.
I actually invited a guy over. This was years and years and years ago.
Oh, my God.
Tell me everything.
Baby. No.
Because I wouldn't do this now, but this is my whole, like, why I'm not going to go to a dude's house. Like, this is the fun I had in my 20s, somewhat early 30s. Like, I'm trying here to be serious. Anyways, came over and I ended up sucking his dick. God, what's wrong with me? And then hung out a little bit
That's
longer.
Okay.
And before
Those
he left,
happen.
I literally said, can I suck your dick again?
Oh,
he was like,
you had the same... Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't write away. I did not write away. I think like
well, you're not an idiot.
An
you know that there's like a recoup time.
Yeah, I was softening yeah, like, as this chick's like, "You want me to do it again? Can I do it again?" I'm like, "I just
so similar like, to
your
Vinny's
enthusiasm
thing, though.
Is fantastic."
Yeah.
But I'm saying like, yeah, it's odd. Like I do thoroughly enjoy that. I think
oh, you do enjoy
of women
it.
Women don't, but
okay,
I've
I don't
been
mind
there.
It.
It's you're good. Awesome.
It's a job.
Add that to the list of reasons why people should love.
V-Hale.
Except now I can't even get, like, seriously, I think that is such a, like, especially at, this guy is 45, and you can't fucking ask me out on a date. Like, that says so much about that guy. Like,
yeah.
And this is the thing I'm finding frustrating, and I know I said I was going to give it a shot, but guys, I'm so ready to get the fuck off this app, is
everyone, already.
If you're going to an app, and you're saying, like, on there it says... You have an option. Like, I'm looking for marriage, relationship, don't know, something casual. So you can see fully, like yeah. I will see a guy who says, like, want kids or has kids and want more. So I know, doesn't matter what he looks like or how, I'm not interested. I'm really trying to not get a guy with kids. It's really fucking hard. I'm finding that on this app. Majority of people have kids. But guys will say relationship, marriage, and then... don't respond or don't do anything. It's like, you're not fucking serious. You're on here to basically swipe
scam.
Through and see some fucking chicks. It's
right.
bullshit.
Scam, right.
Like, I have so many guys in queue right now. I think I've had...
In queue?
6 or 7 guys. That's what they call it. It's like a queue.
Like you've got 24 hours to respond to them. They've
yes,
they reached out to
I've
you.
I've had 6 or 7 that have not responded to me. Oh. And I'm like, you fucking swiped right on me. That is why we're matching right now. And you literally can't even say something back. And then I have the guys like we talked about last time that give a one word answer, I think, to hold the message open. And I'm just sitting here like, what? Why am I on this fucking app? This is silly. Like, it's like, hey, do you feel rejected
yourself?
On a daily? Here's an app to feel even more rejected. Like, it's
I don't like that.
That's awful.
I don't know. Yeah, and I think I might give it a few more weeks, but even my best friend who was always on me, where she was like, oh my God, because I'd get off in 24 hours because they're terrible. She's like, dude, this is going to take a while. Even she was like, because I'll send her the messages, because I'm like, am I reading it wrong? You know, you want like that person from the outside. She's like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. Like, and her dude met on, well, it wasn't apps yet. We didn't have apps yet. That's how old we are. It was, you know, it was a website or whatever. But I've had also a lot of listeners message me and they're like,
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You can do it. It took me a few years, but I finally met one. I'm like, years. Fucking cold day in hell. I'll be on this thing longer than like 3 months if I give this shit. Because I don't have that kind of patience. Like a few years to sit there and swipe and play fucking games.
Hold on. It's possible that you need to just be less invested and just be as flip and as like nonchalant about it as these guys are. And then if something actually comes of it, great. But to finish my story, that chick left and then the next... I saw my roommates and they're like, oh my God, you're so the man. They're like, you had a chick come over and bring a movie and food and give you a blowjob and you just sat there. And I was like, oh, that is pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. Yep. And that's why I texted you that, because it seems like that's what the scam on the apps is. If this guy could get her to come over. And I was thinking,
Insta-cunt.
He's gonna like grab some beer on your way over and bone me, and you know, don't take the extras with you when you leave.
Oh, did she leave you the leftovers? She called it Insta-cunt instead of Instacart.
Oh, I get it. I didn't hear that part. Anyway, I'm just saying, like, I get that there's guys probably who are successfully pulling this off regularly, and so they probably are like, why is this chick acting like I'm supposed to buy her dinner?
Yeah.
I just feel like it's another thing to make you like, listen, I would say I'm like, I'm confident in like my work and my other stuff, but like, dude, we all have our insecurities, or like, does he like me? Does he think I'm pretty? And at the same time that I'm like, go fuck yourself like this guy. But it's kind of like an app where like people can just like straight face be like, nope, and deny you. Oh, you won't come over and fuck me. And then you just sit there and you're like, why am I on here? Like, I don't need
I invested
an app to make me feel shitty.
Right, I suppose.
Yeah.
I just think that like Vinny is saying, you know, if you didn't invest so much in each individual message, just respond. And then if something sort of develops and, oh, this guy kind of made me laugh, or I made him laugh, or whatever, like something will, the cream will rise to the top.
Okay, so like, let's take another example.
Please,
this guy asked me for my phone number, so it went over to texting. Like, I wasn't.
You're talking
invested,
about.
Like, he's
you're talking
the
about
one,
ball
Jimmy G.
Yeah. Okay.
But like, guy was like, "Oh, let's take it over to the phone," which I also kind of think is weird. Like, why. Like, it's the app is the same as text messaging.
Well,
whatever.
Isn't okay. it because like the window expires yeah. and
yes,
no, because once we've both messaged each other, it's
then
open
you're in.
Forever.
Oh, it is yeah. okay. Oh.
That's
I didn't realize
why I
that.
Think these guys oh. do these like oh haha and then don't to keep. It's like they're like I'm in their fucking reserve or something. Like kick rocks, dude. But here's another example of a guy. Clearly, he was turned off that I didn't want to
go
camp
over there
in a third world country. Also, asking to go to another country on the first date, like. I don't feel like being on the news as like the white blonde girl
wait,
that was like
wait,
killed by her Bumble date.
What? Some guy said, yeah, please do.
Okay.
Because I don't understand.
So it had said like in his bio, travels, been to 70 countries. Let's make
Jesus.
It 100 together. Like, yeah, this guy. So he gets around. He's older. Also, how old is this guy? 47. He's not even in my area, but he looks very young.
Oh, he looks good.
He's cute.
Yeah. So I was like, eh, you know what? Screw it. So here's our conversation. It's very short. Hey, how's your day been? Hey, Vanessa, not bad at all. And I'm like, oh, he said the name, like, not like, great, yours. Like, that's showing effort.
Sure.
I think. Anyways, got a lot done. Had dinner with friends. What are you up to? He said, cute pics, by the way. I like your smile. Oh, I didn't even see that part. I didn't respond. Anyways.
Yeah,
I said,
didn't respond.
No, I did. I lied. Oh. Sorry, I did. I just didn't remember. I said, oh, that's a good day. I said, oh, thank you. That's so sweet. I said, 70 countries, I'm jealous, never have left the country because I don't count walking across to Tijuana in college. And he said, oh, where'd you go to college? Yeah, you're going to have to go further into Mexico than TJ to get you one step closer. I was like, yeah, well, it better be a resort. And I said, what college I went to? And I said, oh, shit, you went to the same college. How funny I just looked because I went back to his bio. He said, nice. Yeah, I went there for grad school. And he's like, we're not going to a resort. And I'm like, first of all, where the fuck did we come in here, good sir? Like, I just thought that was
talking,
weird.
You're talking. You're both hoping.
I like this guy so
far. Looking for love. Okay. I'm into
well,
him.
Well, he disappeared. So he said, we're not going to a resort. Don't worry. You're going to be with a guy who's been to 70 countries. We'll be fine. Says every fucking serial killer on a true crime show I've
yeah,
watched.
You're definitely going into the sex worker.
Yeah.
Deep,
no, we're gonna, yeah, we're gonna go further into the fucking back of the car I'm gonna throw you into before we sell you for
or
money.
Or he's just Mr. I know it all, and then
sure,
the cartel
yeah.
has him tied up and they're beating him with a hose.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe.
Like, you know, that's not good either.
He said, if I only went to resorts, my 70 countries would be more like 5. And I was like, LOL, yeah, but I'll need a resort in Mexico. Ha ha. Just meaning like I'll backpack through Europe. Or I'll do certain things. But like if I'm going to Mexico, dude, like I'm not camping. Like I'm sorry. Like I didn't mean anything bad by it. And he never responded after that.
Okay. Well, he split. I get it. You know what used to be weird to me is I would meet girls when I was single and I would. And you'd be talking and getting to know each other. And often one of the big things a girl will tell you when you're dating is, I love to travel and want to travel all over the world. And I would think to myself, I already don't like you.
Why?
Just because I know that, like, I know that's
what,
not
high
me.
Maintenance?
I just know that's not me. Like, I feel like instantly I'm all... Okay, you know what? I have a full-time job. It's my career. I love
yeah.
it. I have... you know, 4 weeks a year off, and I'm not spending them all in other countries. Most of the time, I just want to go surfing down the street from my house. So, like, it's a weird thing that you need. So, I get that he went, peace. Like, you two don't,
like,
you don't click on that
yeah,
level.
I
get it.
Sure. I think it's the reason I was interested. So, unlike you, so I've never, like we've talked about, never left the country. So, I would like the happy medium. Like, this guy did put in there, like, oh, I made my money, so now I've been traveling. And it's like, well, good for you. I can't do that, like Vinny said. In fact, the majority of us fucking can't.
Right.
But for me, like, I want to travel, but I don't even know where to begin, where to go. Like, I don't think I'd be good at figuring stuff out. Like, so a guy that's done that and likes to do that and knows how to do that, I'm like, that's fucking cool. Like,
right.
Maybe once a year we can go somewhere new. You can go other places without me because I can't go that often. But yeah, Vin.
Why
up.
Didn't you say that?
I feel like a lot of it's lost in translation.
Yeah,
I
like
think it
that's
is.
The
I
problem.
Think I was
but had you said, I would love, you know what? yeah, I probably don't want, you know, no joke, I probably don't want to camp in Mexico. But the truth is, I would love to travel, and I'd love to travel with someone who knows what the hell they're doing.
Oh, write that.
Well, had he heard that, he might have gone.
You guys, this was like a
week ago. Fuck writing this, man.
Oh, it's too late.
No, fuck.
I feel like she should just talk to these guys and feel them out and fucking hang up on them.
But I tried, like I thought that was starting a conversation. I didn't know he'd disappear. I thought he'd be like, oh yeah, I'm definitely into like the roughing it part. And I could be like, yeah, I'd be down in certain countries, just not, like, I literally meant Mexico. Like, if I'm physically in Mexico, I'm going to a resort and not leaving the resort. Like, I read the news, it's not the safest place. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I'll go to other places and do hostels and shit, you know what I mean? But like, this is, it's a safety thing. So anyways, I don't know.
Is your hand up,
Bryn? Bryn's hand is up.
Yeah, my hand is up. Hey, it's Sarah, like, there's a bunch of... Yeah, because I was like, nobody sees my hands up.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a bunch of stuff in the drive.
There are a couple things for you.
For V, so if you want to get to that.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't... I sort of...
It's up to you. I like
no,
to,
I did mean to, but then we just kept going with
yeah.
this. Yeah. Here's some dating advice for you.
Oh.
Unsolicited.
Unsolicited.
Great.
Long-time listener, many-time writer, just call me Monica. I've been listening to V Hale's dating stories and wanted to give her some feedback about her most recent connection with Jason, a.k.a. Bald Jimmy G.
Love it. Guys, love our listeners.
A little about my background and why I'm qualified to give advice about online dating. I'm amicably divorced from my husband. We have two kids. After becoming single again, I had my first online dating experience back in 2003 and matched with someone who I had a relationship with that lasted a little over 3 years. And then in 2014, I was back on online dating and met someone who I matched with, and we dated for a couple of years. Enough about me. This is just, those are her bona fides, I guess. First of all, from the sound of the messages you read on The Secret Show, I think Jason was flirting with you. And I agree with Vinny that your tone was negative and you second-guessed his flirts unnecessarily. My advice, don't be so judgmental about the one-word answers. Yup is very common for men to say in texting. I have done plenty of online dating. I really believe the first time meeting is for lunch or coffee and you split the tab. Unless you're vibing so well and he insists, just be prepared to feel like you're meeting up with a friend and split the bill. If there's a connection, he'll take you out on a real date and pay. It's much easier and less pressure to have that first date up during the day in a public place, no alcohol involved, first meetup. Do not meet an online date for the first time for whiskey drinks, either at a bar or his place. That is just not a safe move for you. I think the reason Bald Jimmy G took a break from talking to you after you told him your Insta handle was V Hale is he probably went right to it and the first thing he saw was radio host. Since you hadn't given him any indication of what you do for a living, his reaction might have been shock and feeling like maybe he's being played. It'd be better for you to give a potential date a heads up, not just send them to your Instagram. Where
there's a valid point.
It is. That is kind of interesting. Where he's.
I got numerous messages from women who all said all red flags. Fuck that guy. He just wanted you to come over and fuck.
I don't disagree. Yeah,
no, I don't disagree with that either.
I don't disagree with that. But I do think, look, I hate that. I hate this about myself, and I hate it about men in general. But I think that we have we're borderline pathetic from go. Like, we really do. Our egos bruise very easily and
yes.
quickly.
Yeah.
And as soon as someone's like, I know you've said this before, you're aggressive and you're sharp and you need someone who can handle that. But over text.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why Select Spectrum Business Packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Immediately, it comes on like, fuck, this is already like contentious. And I definitely, there was a girl I dated. She was as hot as anybody I would ever want to be with. Everything about her looks was great. For some reason, she just wanted to argue about, like, the sky's blue. No, it's not. It was just one of those types of people.
She's a contrarian.
And I found myself going, I can't do this. I don't want to be constantly trying to figure out.
This feels good. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. This was the girl who was like, if you touch these. Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
We were like just hooking up, kissing, and she went, if I let you touch these, we're a thing.
I'm your girlfriend.
And I was all,
that's...
I'm going to stop here. We should not.
Look at you with the self-control.
And I wanted to. She had good tits. They were like big. Like,
we're going to get married.
And I,
who the fuck says that?
I don't know.
That is
but
so
I swear
weird.
To God, there I was. Like, we're making out. I'm sure I had a hard on. And I'm starting to move forward. And she's like, so my assumption is that maybe she's someone who's orgasmic through her tits or whatever. And that once we get there, it's a downward slide into boning. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I've thought about this too many times. Weird, right? But it was, I think what, all I can gather is once you get her top off, we're fucking.
Right.
That's what I assume is that what she was saying. And so I was like, okay.
I mean, good on you for doing that. But most guys would just be like, yeah, now we're together. All right, let's fuck.
Yeah,
it's
but
crazy.
I know, like, who I am, though. Yeah. I'm a public figure. But I don't need people fucking hating my guts.
But how was I aggressive when I said, you can feel free to take me out first? And he kept saying, come over, come over, come over. And I'm the one that's an...
No.
That's...
I'm not trying to blame you. I'm simply trying to explain.
No, this chick, though, saying, like, I think you came off a certain way. Like, how did I come off a certain way? I asked him how he got into his business, trying to be curious about his life, and he fucking says magic? Like...
And then ghosts you.
And then goes away.
I know, and it was kind of a good convo going back.
You know what would be fun?
Yeah.
And
it was like a 3-day slot.
I know. You know what would be fun?
What?
Let's write Bald Jimmy G now and say, hey, I am curious. Like, what the fuck was that magic? Like, it's cool. We're not going to hook up and we won't see each other.
No, are you kidding me? You want to talk about men and their egos? This fucking guy, he snuck pictures of a chick who didn't look like her dating profile and put them side by side. And my best friend pointed that out. She's like, you know, that's one thing if he wants to send to his friends and be like, dude, I got catfish, check this out. But she was like, he fucking sent it to a stranger he met on this app. Like, what does that fucking
say
about this guy's
within
character?
24 hours of beginning a conversation
with
you.
Within 10 to 15 minutes of having my cell phone number. After asking me to send real-time fucking pictures of myself. So I will not even fucking breathe near that guy because he will be like,
actually, that's true. I kind of forgot about those pictures.
Yeah.
Like, I even thought at the time, like, that's weird that he's sending
like,
all that
shared,
stuff.
Like, how, mm-hmm. how sad for this fucking poor chick. Like, yeah, you lied in your pictures, bitch, a lot. But, like, he's sending that to me. Like, this guy's a fucking... This is why you're single in 45. Like... Because he doesn't care.
He is single at 45 because he's got pussy coming to his house.
Sure, but I'm saying, like, you say you're on here and want a relationship, and you don't because you're an asshole that just wants to fuck.
Right.
Like, so I'm saying,
do you think guys put, like, I want a relationship or I want marriage because they know that'll get chicks, oh, like, this guy's
possibly
serious.
Possibly, but you know what? The other thing that doesn't match up, and I'm like, what the fuck? It'll say you can have an option of if you want kids or not, or have them, whatever. It'll say they don't know yet what they want and that they want kids. I'm like, so you want to fucking have a relationship and have children, but you don't know what you want. Get a fucking life. That means you might want kids eventually, but you're on here to find a pussy. Like, it's not easy to see that. And I'm like, swipe. Like, come on, dude. You know what I mean? Like, that's just silly.
There was one more about OkCupid there.
Oh,
I
read
wanted
that.
You to read. But then we have to bounce.
We have to bounce after we read this. Read this.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
OkCupid dating app. All right.
Yeah.
Tell V-Hale to try OkCupid. It's free. And I and many of my friends have met their soulmates on there. She needs to fill out as many of the questions as possible because that's how the site matches you. Although I know several successful couples who met on there, including me and my husband. It's been 10 plus years since we used the site, so I cannot speak to how it is in recent years. I'm listening to V-Hale and the complaining about Bumble and the time issue and upcharging, and I think any site with that many complications isn't worth it. Here's a tip for dating sites. Take some time chatting with the person before meeting. We know that. And especially with the free sites, make sure to ask while chatting, what are you looking for by being on this dating site? You know, this, I think, haven't they sort of declared that in the profile?
Yeah.
So it's been a while since she's been on there, but I mean, why not?
Why not?
Like, answering a million questions,
totally
jumping
can.
Through
that
a few hoops.
That is the thing, though,
time.
With people I've talked to who have been successful, is they're like, well, it's been like 5 years. And I'm like, yeah, a lot has happened.
Yeah,
in those 5 years.
The integration into our lives has become very normal. Like, when I was single, you didn't go on dating apps. You'd be a loser.
Yeah.
Oh,
even when they first came out, it was like, you met them online.
And now, it's perfectly normal to be on dating sites. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it's more than normal. It's the way.
Yeah.
It's the way.
It's more common.
They're not even dating sites. They're fucking sites.
They are,
not all of them,
but majority are. That's the thing. Like, it used to just be Tinder, so these other ones came out, and the app's creator's intention may not be that, but that, like, these men are on numerous apps, and it is all to get fucking laid. And that is why I think these came out in the beginning for people that are like, I don't care if this makes me a loser. I really genuinely want to meet someone. And now it's you have women at literally your fingertips. With a swipe, can meet up, get your information. So I just think the reason the people are like, oh, it took me years, which I won't stay on for years, is because you genuinely have to go through all of those.
Well, that's
people.
I told you that story because I do think that's what's going on. Like, someone, I did that by accident and it worked out and I never did that anything like that again. But I can see where someone went, oh my God, that chick just brought me food and beer and a blowjob. And then she drove away and I'm home alone now kicking it. Like, I think that once you have some success with that, you go, oh, I just duplicate that routine.
For sure.
Winning.
Well, I'm really sorry, V. I know I was pushing hard for Jimmy G, and I even wrote you after and was like, I probably was just a little excited. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, some women were like, nah, Vinny's wrong. I'm like, I think he knows.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I was curious. It's fine. Maybe next week I'll have one. I don't know.
All right. And if not, you and I are going to go roll through Winterland and we're going to find some penis for you.
You're going to go on stage. Wow. Anybody got a dick out there for our girl V?
Yeah. You guys got a penis out there for our V Hale?
Show it. Prove it.
Instacock.
See you at the show, everyone. Yeah. Winterland on sale now at Ticketmaster outlets.
Give us those magic words.
The end.